Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry declares 14 districts as highly COVID-affected areas and urges all not to go to crowd gathering spaces and schools. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says excuses for dilly-dallying development works not acceptable. President Vidyadevi Bhandari urges artists to create artworks boosting development and prosperity of the country. And India records 200,000 COVID cases in last 24 hours. Now, the news in detail. The Health and Population Ministry has urged all not to go to crowd gathering spaces, including schools, in 14 districts of the country. The ministry has categorized 3 districts in the Kathmandu Valley, Kaski, Rupandehi, Chitwan, Baki, Persa, Kailali, Morang, Dang, Surkhet, Bara and Baglung as the highly COVID-affected areas considering the second wave of corona pandemic. Issuing an appeal today, the ministry has urged all not to organize crowd-gathering events and attend schools in the highly affected districts. Likewise, the Health Ministry has directed all hospitals to set up fever clinics, set up provisions, collecting samples and testing COVID infections. The ministry also asks the hospitals to separate 50% beds for corona patients. The hotels are also requested to keep the guests from foreign countries only if they have PCR test negative. Meanwhile, the ministry has reported 534 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 157 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The ministry has also reported 5 corona-related deaths today. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,066. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said dilly-dallying development works in any pretext is not acceptable to him. Unveiling the mobile apps Nellis and Meru Kitta amidst a program in Kathmandu organized by the Land Survey Department today, Prime Minister Oli claimed the government had been moving ahead every day doing new works. He complained about delay in completion of the Upper Tamakosi hydropower project and said no excuses for dilly-dallying works were acceptable for him. The Prime Minister said investment would be imported and new technology would be developed for making the country self-reliant, saying the government made a significant achievement to realize Digital Nepal within the last year. Prime Minister Oli said the government has been working to sort out the problems seen in land management sector. Prime Minister Oli said to become Nepal self-reliant in agro products, there were the need for people changing the lifestyle. The Prime Minister also urged all to adopt health safety protocol as the COVID infection cases were raising lately. I beg your pardon. The Prime Minister also urged all to adopt health safety protocol as the COVID infection cases were rising lately. Also speaking on the occasion, Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Minister Shiv Maya Thumba Hampe directed the officials to make service delivery effective, shunning the habits of delaying works, blaming on the technical errors. With the use of newly launched app, now people can receive land-related services from their homes. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has urged artists to create artworks and boost the development and prosperity of the country. Inaugurating a month-long art exhibition organized by the Nepal Academy of Fine Arts today, President Bhandari requested the artist to create artworks that make people aware and responsible. She also urged the artist to make use of natural beauty and unique tradition in the country. Also speaking on the occasion, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal pledged to have policy-level reform for the development of Nepalese art and culture. Nepali Congress, CPN Voice Center and People's Socialist Party have registered a no-confidence motion against Chief Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung at the Gandaki Province Assembly Secretariat today. The opposition alliance has forwarded Parliamentary Party Leader of Nepali Congress Krishna Chandra Nepali Pokhrel as the new Chief Minister in its motion. The motion has been signed by 15 Province Assembly members of Nepali Congress, 11 of the CPN Maoist Centre and 2 of the People's Socialist Party. Province Assembly Member Kumar Khadka told the media persons that Rashtriya Janamorcha would also vote for the no-confidence motion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samjhe prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Finance Committee of the House has held discussions with officials from the Physical Infrastructure and Transport Ministry regarding the implementation of the budget of current fiscal year. The committee discussed about the reasons and policy-level hurdles in implementing and measures to increase budget expenditures in the upcoming fiscal year. On the occasion, Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister Basanta Kumar Nembang pointed towards the need of policy reform for increasing budget expenditure. The government is planning to award individuals and institutions making special contributions to the communications and information technology sector. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has issued a notice seeking applications to 5 various genres under the National Information and Communication Technology Award. The awards would be given away on the occasion of the National Information and Communication Technology Day on 2nd of May. The format of the application form is available in the Ministry's website. The interested applicants are requested to apply for the award within the 17th of April. Province 2 Chief Dr. Rajesh Jha has lauded the role of Radio Nepal for informing people and threading the geographical, regional and ethnic diversity in the country. Speaking at a discussion program held at Radio Nepal's central office at Singhadarbar today, Province Chief Jha stressed on Radio Nepal moving ahead broadcasting programs that boost national unity, geographic integrity and social goodwill. Also speaking on the occasion, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said Radio Nepal had been airing the concerns of Province 2 from its Bardivas Broadcasting Centre. Executive Director Kesi further informed about Radio Nepal's preparations for opening an FM station at Janakpur Shun. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international update. India reported a record 200,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday as many hospitals treating coronavirus patients reported severe shortages of beds and oxygen supplies. The surge was the seventh record daily increase in the last 8 days and comes as India battles a massive second wave of infections that has its epicenters in economically significant state of Maharashtra, home to Mumbai. The western state accounts for about a quarter of country's total cases. According to Indian Health Ministry, India reported 200,000 COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours. The death stood at 1,038, taking the total to more than 173,000. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are also likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry declares 14 districts as highly COVID-affected areas and urges all not to go to crowd gathering spaces and schools. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says excuses for dilly-dallying development works not acceptable. President Bidya Devi Bhandari urges artists to create artworks boosting development and prosperity of the country. And India records 200,000 COVID cases in last 24 hours. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.